Okay, Jesse, you're part of the carnival committee, and are you the demolition derby chairman?
Well, I've been heading that up since the first year that I came in. I joined the carnival committee in 2019, right at the start of the year for that carnival. And I wanted to do a different event than mine, but they had lost the coordinator for the demolition derby, and we were going to lose the event as there was no coordinator available. So I kind of put my plans on the shelf and said, well, I'll take this over. This seems really neat and kind of even maybe a little better than what I was planning. So I don't mind heading this up. And it's been in my lap sort of ever since. And it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of success with it. We've drawn big crowds. We had to take a break for 2 years due to the pandemic, obviously. But we came roaring back last year, and we're again here this year. So we're excited for that.
Tell me about it. What does it involve? Is there anything new this year?
We're going to do the same thing we did last year, just because as we're growing the event, we just want people to sort of get used to the rules. We use the same rules that they use down south for the drifting events and the demolition events down there. They've been running for years without any issue, and we want to make sure that all our drivers are 100% safe. So our rules are a little more strict than some of the other competitions in the area, but we stand by that because, you know, safety is 100% the most important thing. So nobody can get hurt doing this. As much fun as it is, and as much as the element of danger does draw a crowd, like I said, we want everybody to go home safe. That's the most important thing.
Of course, the element of danger, it's like a train wreck. Same type of appeal.
Yeah.
So tell me
it's
what
a lot of fun.
Yeah, tell me what the requirements are for the cars.
So our cars have to be, all the upholstery has to be ripped out of the inside. The windshields have to be taken out. The gas tank has to be taken out, and they have to put like a marine fuel cell in the back, which is like used for the outboard motor. This just makes sure that anytime they're hit, that the gas tank won't explode and start a fire. There's also has to be an engine shutoff switch that runs into the engine, and we like them to cut a hole in the roof so that we can put a fire extinguisher in there and put out any fires if we need to.
Or pull them out.
There are more strict rules. We do run like what's called a stock class, so we don't allow any welding or reinforcement of the body other than a couple of rods here and there. This is, like I said, the culture is fairly new up here. There's a lot of guys run $10,000-$15,000 cars that are welded and have all these custom mods, which is great. That's a lot of fun. But like I said, we want to keep it sort of easy and simple for the guys just getting into the sport up here as we build the culture up here.
Is there a limit to the number of cars you'll accept?
No, we'll just run more divisions. We'll run them until they're ready. We're looking to have more cars than we had last year, and I think we're going to have that already. After when I've been talking to some of the guys making, when you run this year after year, people know and they have they get more excited and they know to be ready for it. So I think we're starting to see more people come out that have thought, okay, this would be fun. I'd like to do this next year. So we'll see. I don't have a definitive number, but I am expecting more cars than last year. And then in the morning, we have the drift event.
Yeah, I did the interview and the story with TJ about that.
Excellent. Yeah. He's heading up that, and he's doing a great job at it. So,
okay. So how does someone enter?
Well, you can show up on the day of. You have to float or tow your car to the site. You can't just drive your derby car. They're not really street legal. So, you have to float that there. But if you show up, it's $50 to enter your car. And you have the morning. We want you there by 10 o'clock in the morning. The event starts at 1 p.m. So you have the morning to make any adjustments to your car that we seem to ask. Like, we have a mechanic that will go around and check the car and make sure they're following the rules and nobody has made any illegal modifications, like legal to our rules. And once everything's cleared and everything is safe to go, then you're in the derby. So you can pre-register by emailing me. You can find that on our Facebook page. But except you can also show up the day of, which is the sort of the culture I'm told down south, that they all just show up the day of. So
what kind of prizes are there?
This year we've upped the prizes. Actually, that's pretty exciting. It's $1,000 cash for first in both divisions. We have a smaller car and a larger car division. We're not running any trucks or vans or anything else. It's just cars this year. So it's basically like a V4, V6, like depending on the size or the cutoff based on wheelbase. So it's $1,000 for first, $500 for second, and $250 for third in each division. So that's a quite a big jump from last time, but we're trying to build excitement, and we've seen some success. And we have to thank our sponsors. This it's only $5 to get in to see the show, as well. Kids 6 and under are free, and that's for the whole day. So we have to thank our sponsors for that, because that's what allows us to bear these costs and provide a show at a great price for the community.
For the whole day, you mean the drift and then the demolition derby?
Absolutely, yeah. It's and there'll be food on site as well. There'll be people serving food and washrooms on site, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Anything else you want to tell me about it?
No, not just if you like what you see, come on out. It's a bit of a trip to Arkle Falls if you're in the surrounding area, but it's definitely going to be worth the drive. It's going to be a fun-filled day of excitement, and we're looking to do this every year. So mark it in your calendars and get your cars ready for next year if you see what you like this year.
It's Saturday, March 11th, right?
Saturday, March 11th. Yeah, it starts at the drifting starts at 10 a.m. and then the demolition is 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
And the sun always shines on Iroquois Falls Winter Carnival.
We've had luck so far, and I think we're going to have luck again this year, at least with the weather. I think they're calling for 8 degrees on that day, so that's almost perfect. So,
all right, good stuff. Thanks for this, Jesse.
Negative 8, sorry.